This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. The national level conference will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels from panchayats to parliament. More from our correspondent.
Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event, along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. In September 2023, Parliament passed the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam to enhance women's representation in legislative bodies. The act provided for reservation of one-third of seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies, with the focus on implementation of women's reservation across the country. A parliament session will be convened from the 16th of this month. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. We have a report.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first convocation ceremony of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Rajkot, this afternoon. She will participate in the Samajik Samrasta Mahosav at Lok Bhavan Gandhinagar tomorrow to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. On the same day, the President will also attend the fifth convocation ceremony of the Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar. Mayur Solanki, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bardhaman. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested Golam Rabbani, a panchayat member of the ISF from Motabari Gram Panchayat in Malda in West Bengal, on charges of detaining and harassing judicial officers involved in the adjudication process in Motabari. Rabbani was arrested yesterday from his home. In connection with the case, NIA officials have also detained and begun questioning three people. The last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle will be performed at Shivaji Park in Mumbai at 4 p.m. today with full state honours. She passed away yesterday at a Mumbai hospital at the age of 92. People can pay their last respects to her at 11 a.m. today at Casa Grande, Lower Parel, where she lived. Asha Tai, as the legendary singer was popularly known, was a recipient of the Padma Vibhushan and Maharashtra Bhushan Awards. Nation pays homage to hundreds of those innocents who were brutally killed by the British officer General Dyer today in the year 1919 at Jallianwala Bagh in Amritsar, Punjab. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the freedom fighters who were martyred at Jallianwala Bagh on this day in 1919. The president said that the nation will always remain grateful to them. The U.S. military will start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Donald Trump's orders to block Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or mistake by the U.S. or its allies would face a strong reaction. Meanwhile, global oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after US announced blockade of Iranian ports. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match in Mumbai last night, chasing a target of 241 runs set by the Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Mumbai Indians managed to score 222 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.